things that are just about indistinguishable. Persian mullein, something else I run across that turned out to be what I thought was a honeydew.
Persian melon? How about these little things that you put on steaks and they're growing?
Mushrooms.
And the poisonous ones?
Toadstools.
This is a kind of a vegetable that has they're different kinds. One is, they have green skins and orange centers. They're baked and boiled and...
Sweet potatoes.
No, these have green skins.
Oh, squash.
Now, what different kinds are you familiar with?
Acorn squash? Something in Italian name, zaccherini, zucchini, is that?
Zucchini.
Zucchini.
Yeah. But an acorn squash is about this size and looks something like an acorn. How about the kind that are shaped more like, they're sliced? You familiar with those?
Everything else is just squash.
Okay. A vegetable with a white, it's about the size of a cabbage. It has green leaves around the outside and it's white in the center.
Cauliflower.
You had a sore throat, you couldn't?
Swallow.
If you're unable to do something, you say, I'm sorry, but I...
Can't, won't.
You never use done worked, do you? How about the negative of he ought to?
He should not. Well, humorously, I would say he shouldn't ought to have.
But you would never say he hadn't ought to have. The contraction of will not.
Won't.
These are birds that are associated with wisdom.
Owls.
You know any different varieties?
Screech owls, hoot owls, snowy owls, horned owls. I just went to the Field Museum.
Look out. What's a snowy?
Snowy, horned.
What's a snowy owl? You know,
offhand? It's got whitish and gray feathers as one sees them stuffed in the Field Museum.
Do you have any, do you ever use the term varmints?
Only in attempted humorous slang.
What would it mean to you, though? What do you think what do you associate varmint with?
Well, untechnically, any,
associated on.
Untechnically, any human towards which you have a derogatory opinion.
Oh, I see.
Technically, I presume, small animals like foxes and badgers. And go through that section very carefully.
You wouldn't.
Weasels.
Okay, you wouldn't just associate with vermin then.
No.
How about these small rodent-like creatures that live in trees?
Squirrels. I'm familiar with red squirrels and gray squirrels.
Okay.
And also ground squirrels, which are not squirrels, I understand.
How are these birds that...
Woodpeckers. Or flickers. Although flickers don't peck so much, I guess.
Flickers? How about these animals that hop?
Rabbits.
These
kangaroos.
Live in the water and on land.
Oh, frogs. Is that an animal? I guess
I don't know. See, that's, I'm probably wrong.
Amphibian.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Do you call them anything else but frogs?